Kelim Peg Beis Mishneh Gimel. Now we're going to learn Kelim HaTahirim Shebekli Cheres. Not Tahirim, but the ones that are not Royal Kabal Tumu, they're called Tahirim. There are several types of Kli Cheres that arguably have some type of function, but they're not Mekabal Tumu. What we're going to discuss in the Mishnah in front of us is called Pshutei Kli Cheres. We already spoke in the Hagdama that Pshutei other types of Kelim, even without a toich, can be mekabel tumah, but not klicheres. Klicheres has to have a toich. There are a few types of that, by the way. The type that we're going to have in the Mishnah is it doesn't have a base kibble at all. There's another type of klicheres that even though functionally it has a base kibble, it's not made le kibble. We'll see about that also. There's another type of kli which has, theoretically, could be mekabel something, but it's designed, instead of holding, it's designed to cover over another kli. So it's not designed. So it has a base kibble, but it's designed to not function as a base kibble. They're all gebayt on the same idea. The Mishnah starts, Tavla she'en lo lizbeis. This is a very kelim dicker word, and it will chaz itself over. You have a flat, tavla is like a lashon, like a tablet. It's flat, and it doesn't have a lip. The pashtos is that it doesn't have lips on any of the side. It's completely flat. You look at the goyin in El Yerabba, he says it could be broken and it's not fully enclosed. That means the Rashi is saying that why this kli doesn't have a toich, doesn't have a base kibble, is because it's completely flat. There's nothing to hold on to anything that's on the surface. It's just a tray. The goyin seems to understand even if there are sides that are enclosed, but it's not fully enclosed, that's also not called a toich. And vaitetz pshutei klicheres. Umachta prutza. This is a machta, is something we have all over kachim. It's like a thing to flat kli that you stoke coals with. The machta you have by the avodas hakteiros. It has a handle. You have to hold on to it because the flat part gets very hot. It's used for coals. So it's flat, but it's completely flat. Va'abuv shel kaloin. This is a kli that has holes. And what they do is they put kidneys, they put little beans or things like that on the kli. And it has holes to allow in heat. And you hold it over the fire, sort of like a colander today that has holes, except they hold it over the fire to roast it. It's flat, doesn't have a base kibble, so even though it has a handle, that doesn't make it into more of a kli. You're just holding onto it, the handle, but the part where the beans go, where the kidneys go, is flat. The Rav says this pshat also, it comes from the Rash. The obvious question is, and this is a kasha, that the goyin asks in the El Yerabba in Perek Tes of a Holos. The Pella, the Rashash wants to know, why doesn't he say it over here? Pshat the Mishnah, but he's talking over there, Lagabi, the same idea. He says, what's the difference between a machta prutzo and avuv shel kalon? Who cares that avuv shel kalon has holes? Why does that change? The basic point is that it's completely flat and it doesn't have any edges, so that doesn't have a base kibble. See, he says, a gevaldig chiddush. You look at the Rambam, it sounds that way also. Is that ba'etzim it does have sides, so it's not a machta prutzo. The reason why it's not considered a kli that has a toich is because the sides is what has holes. It functionally, that's the way you use it for heating up, because the sides have holes. And because the sides have holes, that's mevatel the shame base kibble. It's mevatel the shame toich from the sides. And that's the chiddush of this din in the middle. Now this, of course, needs havona, because we're not talking about that it has such large holes that everything falls out. If that would be the case, it would be mevatel the shame kli. This is what's called, we'll see in the third perek, that if a kli becomes punctured, it has big holes, kemoitzi zayis, where pieces as big as the zayis can fall out, it's mevatel the shem kli. It has a kli, it has a shem kli, but it's mevatel the shem base kibble. So you look at Reb Chaim, the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Halevi in Perek Yutes Tumas Meis. It's an interesting piece, and he's talking about something else. But what he says is when something has holes, he's talking legabe this yisoid, that when something has holes, it's considered not having a base kibble. And there's a word here. Moidi tochen, that the understanding of what a Beis Kibbul is, according to the Rambam, the Rash, is two different things. According to the Rash, you need a functional toich. You need a functional toich, that there should be a place where things could stay, and that's what's metame. For that, the sides over here, the pieces are not going to fall out. Who cares if they have holes? According to the Rambam, there's a new metzius over here. You need a Beis Kibbul. And something which has a lot of holes is not a Beis Kibbul. It's another level of what you need. Now, the real truth of the matter is that once we're pointing this out, let's go back to the Etzem Din. The fact that a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah, Pshut a Kli Cheres, and you look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnah, it's Exes HaKosuf. As Sheyesh Loi Toich Tomei, Veshein Loi Toich Tohor, because the Pasuk says, Asher Yipol Mehem Al Toich Loi Tomei. He brings it as a drosha. Frekz Chapash Teshayla. If Kli Cheres is not Nitmo Migavoi, like Kli Cheres, if you touch the Kli, stamp a touch, is not Metame. The only way it's Metame is only with the inside. There is no inside. Why don't you need a Pasuk? The Etzim Dinah Kabbalah Stuma Kli Cheres doesn't exist. So, Achrenim explained, maybe you'll say that if it has an inside and a back, then the back's not metame because the ikur is the inside, maybe. But over here it doesn't have an inside. So maybe both sides are metame. Or maybe you'll say that no. If you have a flat kli cheres, there's a top and there's a bottom. So there's the one side is mekabel tumah. But it's really totally, really in what we just said. It depends how you look at the kli cheres. Is the pshat that the toich of the kli cheres is because that's what gives it the cheshivus of the kli? And Mamela, that's the part, since that's what gives it the chshivus of a kli, that's what's metame, or it's more than that. Kli cheres is not metame b'maga at all. We said this vort earlier. Reb Chaim says, we pointed out a few mishnayos ago, that kli cheres doesn't have tumas maga at all. What's metame is the avir. Avir means the enclosed airspace. There is no enclosed airspace. So this par is still shver. Ha'omnom, Lefi this nekuda, there's maybe something to point out over here. What we're talking about is over here by Aviv Shel Kaloin, according to the Rambam, what we just said, according to the Goyim, you have something that does be'etzem have a base kibbul, except it's mevatel the shame base kibbul because it has holes. That means that be'etzem functionally there is a toichoi, but there's no shame based kibbul. The avir, in order to be defined as an avir, as an enclosed space, to be metame, what we're saying, according to the Rambam, maga is not metame. Ear space is metame. It's not ear space if the sides are full of holes. So, Mamela, functionally, you'd consider it having a toich, but a cheftzava based kibbul, it's not, and therefore it's not metame. Maybe that's the tesefes knej, according to the Rambam. That's why you need the gzezakos. Maybe. The next case of the Mishnah is siloinois. Siloinois are pipes that are open. They're enclosed because a pipe is always enclosed, but it's open from both sides. There's no Beis Kibbul. Now, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, the Mishnah points it out, afal pi kvufin, even when it's bent. That means, see a pipe, and not as a flat piece that has nothing to hold on to. What happens if you have a pipe that's bent like a U? You have that very often in the sinks. You have a pipe bent like a U. It doesn't have a Beis Kibbul, but a shtickle, it has some place for things to land. If you hold it as a U on the bottom of the U, something could land and it could stay there. If you'd pour in a little bit of liquid, it would sit there. But lamaise, it's not osi likibul. So now that's why it's not mekabul. So the Mishnah says, af al pi kvufin, even though it's bent, af al pi mekablin, even though it's mekabul mayim, the lamaise, it's not called a Beis Kibbul. Now, where this is very relevant, we just pointed out with sinks, would be a bent pipe by a mikveh. By a mikveh, the halacha is that you can't use mayim she'uvim. We'll see a mitzvah Hashem barichus and meseches mikvois. But suffice it to say that if you have a pipe that's going straight from a natural rain source, and it's just making the water go from place to place, the pipe is not mayim she'uvim, because mayim she'uvim means it was in a kli, and a pipe that's just bent from a spring down into a mikveh is fine. Because the pipe itself doesn't have a base kibbul, it's not a kli. What happens if you have a pipe that's bent? It has to go over a side. You have a pipe that's bent like a U. So l'chayre, based on our Mishnah, would say also, it's not a base kibul. It's not a base kibul. L'chayre, it's not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, then it doesn't render the water mayim she'uvim. The problem is that the Ravid in Hilchus Mikvois, Perkes Halacha Zayin, brings a tesefta that this is possible l'gabi mayim she'uvim. And the Ravid says, what do you mean? There's a Mishnah in Kelim, Perk Beis, Mishnah Gimel, that says, Kelim tarim mekli cher siloinois afal pi kvufim afal pi mekablim. This is the same halachas. So the Ravid comes up with a chiddush. Reb Chaim explains in Hilchus Mikvois. The Ravid says maybe you'll say that be'etzem it's not designed for base kibul. So mele, it's not called a kli to be mekabel tumah, but since functionally it can be mekabel liquid that's poured in lemaisa, it's possible for a mikvah. He brings an example of something which we're not holding mikvois kli glolim. That it's not really a kli, but it has a teres kli kibul that's enough to render mayim shuvim. It's a chiddush of a ravid. Other rishonim don't hold that way. So far we had something that has no base kibul, something that has a base kibul, but it's not designed for kabbalah. The third type of kli, which is like pshute kli ches, it's not mekabel tumah, is the kavkov. Not sure what the sheresh of the word is, but it means a cover. Shasoi. L'sal hapas, it's made to cover over a kli, something that you're putting in bread, it's a covering to make sure the bread doesn't dry out. So even though be'etzem it's bent and it has a base kibul, but it's not designed as such, it's designed as a cover of another kli. Utfi, tfi is something that has, it's type, some type of kli that has a small mouth, has a thin mouth. Shehiskinoi, that it was made Lanovim. That it was made, it was now miyuchid, it was now being used to put it on top of a kli that's holding on to onto grapes. The chiddush over here is that even though be'etzem functionally it could be used onto itself, and if it would be used by itself, it would be roi lekabel tumah, but over here, since it's miyuchid to be used in a way that's not consistent with the klolim, so it's not lekabel tumah. B'chovis, an empty jar, shel shayotim, where people that are sailors, when they learn to swim, they rest on it when they're learning to swim. I don't know exactly what it looks like. The basic idea is a kli cheres of some type when they were learning how to swim. So we would use today, if a kid is learning how to swim, he would use one of these floating things to make sure that while he's learning, he doesn't sink. So they would use some type of kli, and the mouth of it was stuffed up in order not to let in water, in order that it shouldn't sink, so it floats. So it has a base kibul now, but it's not designed to be mekabel anything. It's designed to stay empty, to hold him afloat. So mele, it's not mekabel tumah. V'chovis defuna b'shulei ha-machatz. A machatz is a very large kli, you can't pick it up. So on the side of this very large kli, they would put some type of, on the side, it's called a chovis defuna. What it means is, it's some type of bent in piece that a person could pick it up. It's like to give it a handle, but it's not a regular handle that sticks out. It's something that sticks in. So it has sort of a base kibul, but it's not designed to hold on to anything. It's just there to get a handhold to be able to pick up the machatz. It's a chovis that's tfuna, that's tmuna, that's stuck in, bishule, on the side of this big kli called the machatz. So again, it's not designed l'kibul, semele, it's not mekabel tumah. Now we have a bunch of dinim, which the chayru we don't see as regular kelim. The Mishnah mentions a mituch, v'kisei, v'safsel, v'shulchan. A bed, a chair, a bench, and a table. Obviously, we're talking about, they're made from kli cheres, that's what we're talking about. They're not made out of wood or metal or anything else. They're made of kli cheres. They have no base kibul, and they're not designed to be mekabel anything. The chiddush over here, the Mefarshim point out, is that we've spoken before about Tumas Medris. Tumas Medris means anything that's miyuchid liyeshiva, l'shchiva, shulchan. We could maybe question that. Maybe we could say it's not miyuchid l'shchiva or yeshiva. But certainly a mita or a safsal or a kisei, these things should be tomei by dint of the fact that they're oimid l'medris. And anything that's Omid Lamedris is Mekabel Tumah because of that. Why do they need to have the din of a regular Kli Cheres to be Tomeh Alts the base Toichi, Alts the Kli Kibul? And the Gemara has to dash it from the Pasuk. It's a whole Sugya in Shabbos Daf Pei Dal, where the Gemara brings that Tumas Medris does not exist by Kli Ches. The Pasuk says, V'isha Sheyiga, B'mishkovei, that Pasuk, it says Torah B'mikvah, so it's only something which is Torah B'mikvah. Kli Ches, that doesn't have Tahar B'mikvah, doesn't have that Pasuk. It's a Din Mefurish. There's a very difficult Shita Surashi. It's in Erev and Daf Kuv Dalet and Bechor, it's a few different places. And in every place, Rav Kiva Eger has its Tzorchi, and Rashi seems to contradict this Klal. And other places, Rashi seems to bring it. Rav Kiva Eger blives its Tzorchi in a few places on Rashi. That's a whole Arichus in the Achroinim over here. The next case that's in the Mishnah is Hasvino. So the Rav says over here, even though the boat obviously has a clay kibble, people go in it, right? They store cargo. Even though it's made of Cheres Tahira. Why not? It's a kli cheres and it has a base kibble. So the Rav brings a Mishnah in Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. It's over there in the context of the Mishmais over there where it's exes hakosuv. The pasuk in Mishle says derech onia belev yam, and Chazal darshin derech onia, the boat that goes belev yam, the same way the yam is tor, so too the boat that goes in it. It's under exes hakosuv that a boat is dumya to the sea that it travels in. No, it's not Makabal Tumah. Now, the Mishnah over there is Shita Rabbi Akiva, and that's his Drosha. There is a Gemara over there in Shabbos that brings a Shita of the Tana Chananya, who we have in certain places, usually only in Brises, where he holds that the reason why a boat is not Makabal Tumah is because it has to be Daimel Klisak. We've mentioned this Drosha before, that it has to be Metaltelus. A boat is not metaltelus because you can't carry a boat. So, it's not a kli that could be mekabel tumah. If that's the case, then there's a very big nafkamina between the two shittas. According to Chananya's drosha, that drosha of doimel lesak is by all other types of kelim besides for kli cheres, in which case the drosha would only be by a boat that's made out of eitz. Of a boat that's made out of kli cheres would be mekabel tumah. As I stated, take a look. Tos Yonta makes the cheshbon that that's true according to Chananya. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a bazunder hafka on a boat because it's belev yom. So that's mafkia tuma, hein from a boat, a svina shalcheres, hein from a svina shalait. In any case, so this din over here doesn't seem to be a din miyuchid by klicheres, vis a vis the other dinim over here in the Mishnah, but still the Mishnah mentioned it. The hamenoira shalcheres, a menoira is something that's made to put on the licht, doesn't have a base kibble. Mefarshim point out that even though it's flat, doesn't have a base kibble, but the chiddush is that it's something that you only use for this specific use. Maybe it would have more of a chshivus because it's always used to put on an end. That would be enough to be considered a base kibble, come out shmon, then not. The Mishnah finishes off with a zeha klal. Oh, zeha klal, you always have to darshan. What's the Mishnah adding? Zeha klal, kol she'en lo toich b'kli cheres, en lo acharayim. Anything that doesn't have Toich, which is the way Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah, also doesn't have Ein Loi Acharayim, doesn't have the Tumah of Acharayim. This is a new din, and that's why the Mishnah has to say Zeh HaKlal. There's a Gzeri Derabbanan, the Rav brings down from Sugyas, that even though we know that a Tumah is transmitted to and from Kli Cheres only B'Toichoy, not Migavoy, Tumas Mashkim, there's funny characteristics. Tumas Mashkim has different dynamics than other zachen that are metame. We'll see, mitz Hashem, over the length and breadth of say the tires. Mashkim, even though it doesn't transmit tuma to a kliches, mashkim, which is a rishon l'tuma, does not transmit, except mitoiche, certainly, midaraisa, midrabonon, there were goyzer nachirayim of a kli, that the mashkim can transmit tuma. This is a new gzeir derabonon. There would be a mokum to say that once Chazal said that, so then there's no difference between toichoi, whether it has a toichoi or not, because the whole reason why it needs toichoi is because the whole tumah by kli cheres is toichoi. But if you tell me that Chazal would goyzer that the gav of the kli, the achirayim of the kli, also is mekabel tumah by tumas mashkim specifically, then it makes sense even if it doesn't have a toichoi at all. Kamash malon, that it needs to be a kli with toich, otherwise it doesn't have a teres kli cheres. Once it has teres kli cheres, then already there will metame migavoy with Thomas Mashkin. That's the chiddush over here that's in the Mishnah. Now we'll add another detail. This comes from Sugis. We'll have later on, Mitzvah Hashem, the last part of the Sechas Kelim, and it's also a sugya in Bechoris and a few other places, where the din of Tumas Mashkin, this Gzeri Derabonah, that Tumas Mashkin is Mitame, has something unique that we don't find in other places. If Mashkin touches the Gav HaKli, it's Mitame the Gav HaKli, the Kli inside doesn't become Tame. If Mashkin touches the outside of a Kli, and there's a piece of Truma sitting inside the Kli, it's not Tame. What's the chat? Where do we ever find such a thing? If something's tummy, it's completely tummy. Inside, outside. Person touches something with his finger, the whole person becomes tummy. What's the gavoy, the achori, hakli? What's the chat? So let's go back. The whole concept of a mashke being mitame a kli shouldn't be. It's tamua. Why? Your regular mashke that's tummy, milk that was tummy, water that became tummy, whatever it is, usually is a Rishon L'Tumah. It's Mekabel Tumah from a Sheretz, from a Zov, from a Nidah, whatever it is, becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. Kelim don't become a Sheni L'Tumah. Sheni only become a Rishon L'Tumah. However, there is one type, one group of Mashkim that is an Av HaTumah, and that's Mashkim Yoytzi Miguf of a Tomei Shetumah Yoytzi Migufoy. Dam Nidah, Roik, Shechvazera Meiraglayim from a tumah yoytzi migufoy. Those are ava tumah. They transmit tumah to a kli because the kli can become rishon l'tumah. That being said, Chazal were afraid we're going to mix up the two groups of mashkin, a regular cup of milk, water, with one of these higher level tumah dikah, which are like have a din of a source of tumah. They're an ava tumah. Therefore, they were goyzer that mashkin is metame any type of kli, even though it should become a sheni l'tumah. It becomes like a Rishon L'Tumah. However, they made a heker because it's a new thing. So they were metame only the outside of the Kli, not the inside of the Kli. Lamai says, the whole Tumah over here in Rishon, this pshat in the Mishnah is not pashut at all. All this Tainan is based on how you understand the Sugya B'Chorus of Lamed Ches. There's a Braisa there in the Gemara, how it understands the Braisa is not clear at all. The Rash, the Rosh, the Rambam over here, the big Mishnah L'Melech that discusses. The alternative reading of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is saying Kol she'en le'toich b'klicheres, of course, is not tome. The in le'acherayim, the last few words of the Mishnah is nesiaches t'kli eitz. Kol she'en le'toich b'klicheres, a similar type of kli, which is a kli eitz pshutim without a toich, en le'acherayim l'chaluko. Anything that, if it would be made from cheres, would be something that has no Kabbalah's tumah at all. If it's made mikli eitz, the gav and the acherayim are both tumah, and this gzeiras tumas mashkin, if it would touch the gav, it would be mitameh the whole thing. But according to this reading, kli cheres, they were never goyzer tumas mashkin at all. If it's not royal kabbalah tumah, they weren't goyzer tumah at all. So those are two readings. Again, it's based on the sugya in Bechayris. We'll just finish off that the Rambam and Raivit Taka argue lahalocha. This is a Rambam and Raivit in Perikud Gimel Hilchus Kelim Halocha Dalit. The Raivit is massive that he's not Mekabel. If Klicheris is not Mekabel Tuma at all, that they should be Goyzer Tumas Mashkin on some day. Well, Goyzer Tumas Mashkin, that some should become a Rishon L'Tuma, even though Batsim shouldn't have Kabbalah's Tuma. But if something is not susceptible to Tumah at all, a Sheretz would touch it, an Ava Tumah would touch it, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah. So it's susceptible to Tumas Mashkin. It's a very strong point in logic. How could Tumas Mashkin, which is Derabonon, be stronger to be Metame than a Sheretz itself? Okay, Akrenim Tumul about how to understand this Rambam. Mishnah Dalit. Panos sheyesh bei beis kibul shemen. Panos is a lantern. In today's Ivrit, a panos is a flashlight. What it meant then was some type of kli. It was made of kli cheres, and there was a lit candle inside. There were holes. It was protected from the wind, but there were holes in order that the light shouldn't be blocked. A person would walk down a dark alley or in the woods, he would carry one of these lanterns. Some of them just had a place to put a lit wick, and it sat on a flat surface on the bottom of the lantern. Some of them, the bottom of the lantern was formed like a clay kibul, and with that, shemen was able to sit and was able to last for a longer amount of time. So the Mishnah says, Panos sheyesh bei beis kibul shemen, tomei, if it has that beis kibul, it's tomei, v'she'en bei tor, Even though Batsim, you could look at it as a base kibul mitzab di lit wick, but that's sitting on a flat surface, and the Mishnah is saying that imishum ho, it would be tohor. An interesting parallel to this discussion is the whole sugi and Shabbos. Do we look at the ner as the lantern as being mechuber to the ner to render it muktzah because it's muktzah machmas gufa? The flame itself of the wick is muktzah. Do we look at the whole lantern as that, or we look at the lantern only as a kli, and then when the wick goes out, it can be used as something else? You can theoretically use it to fill up with water or shemen. It shouldn't be. It's only kli shemalach delis. You can use it as gufa mekaymer. That's a discussion. Megufas hayoytzrin. This is some type of kli that's made out of cheres and was used by yoytzrim. Yoytzrim are people that make things. It's manufacturers of other kli cheres, and it's some type of. The pictures describe it as some type of kli cheres that's sitting in a wooden frame, but the thing itself is made out of cheres, and it's flat, and you make other kelim on it. So it's a megufa, it's a kli, it's two stones held together by some pillar, which combines the two stones together. The two cherosim together. Shehu peseach bo, the one that the clay sits on it, and on that is formed the kli that the yoitzer is making, toira, because all it is a flat piece, it doesn't have a base kibul. Shehu goymer bo, the one that you put the thing that you put it on, there's a different table with this type of setup, but there's a lid around it, so it has a clay kibul, so then tmeya, it has a lid around it. There's another pshat over here that the Rav brings b'shem Rabbi Yisai, and he brings that Megufas hayoytzim is not the one on which you make Shehu Paseach, but that you start making the kli, the one that you finish making all the kelim. It's talking about where it itself, the Megufas hayoytzim, is or isn't the finished product. Shehu Paseach means that it was made, it's wider, and it's not yet finished as a final tool to make all the kelim. So at this point, it's not a gemar hakli, and because of that, tahira. The Shehu Goymeba means that then the top, the piece of Cheres on top, was formed in its final shape. In its final shape, it's already a Gemar of a Kli, and because of that, it's Mekabel Tumah. Mefarshim point out that this is Mitl Tali in a Machloikis, which we don't have over here in the Mishnah in front of us. It's a Sugi and Beitza Daf Lam Beizam and Aleph. There's a question if there's a Machlokes Tanoim. We have a Mishnah in later on the fourth Perek that Kli Cheres Eino Mekablum Tuma Achi Itzorfu Bakivshon. So then Megufa Shu Yoitzeba Shu Goymeba, it's in its final shape, but it wasn't yet fired up to give it the final product. It wasn't fired up yet in the Kivshon, so the Cheres should not be Mekabel Tuma. So the Fi the Mishnah in the fourth Perek, it shouldn't be Mekabel Tuma. According to the Sugi and Beitza, there is, however, a Shittas Reb Meir that holds that Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah when it's Gemar Malachto, even before it was Nitzrufu Bekivshon. So that would be the Shita over here that would hold that Stomach. It's a hard chat because you're reading into a Stomach division over here and not like the Mishnah in Perek Dalet. Mashpech. Mashpech is a Kli that you put, it's like a funnel that you put in the top of a barrel to pour in wine or shemen that should go straight into the barrel. So balabatim tohor, balabatim over here means just regular people, as opposed to vishal roichlin, is somebody who's doing it professionally, he's a storekeeper. So there it's tomei, mipnei shehu shalmida. A storekeeper is using a funnel to sell a certain amount of yayin shemen. So he puts his finger in to block it, so it has a clay kibul. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, it's used, it's osir lekabolah. It's true that Be'etzim, it's the same funnel, doesn't have a base kibul, but he uses it Be'oifin, where he's using it to be Mekabel, the content over there, in order to measure. So since it's made for Medido, therefore it's Mekabel Tum. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, he says that this Mashpech of Reichel is Tomei, even if it's not being used for Medido, Mipnei Shu Mateu Al Tzidoi. A Reichel is doesn't want more than a certain amount to go down. So what happens is he turns it on his side in order to save a certain amount of shemen. So he wants a certain amount of shemen to get stock in the vial. He doesn't want everything to just go through the funnel. If you're only using it in your own house, in your own kitchen, so you want everything to go down, you have no need for some shemen to get stuck. The Reichel wants something to get stuck on the side, this way no more shemen than what he wants to give. The customer goes down. Also, he wants it to be a little bit shemen to be stuck there, in order umeiriach by the lekech, in order that the lekech could smell it to see what the quality is. It's all part of his selling it to the customer. So because of that, it's treated as something that has a base kibbul. Now, the nikud is, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah holds that unless it's made lemedido, it's also likli kibbul. The fact that it's used that oifen, it's not designed that way. So it has to be ba'oifen where it's a vegeshtot lemedido, and then it's mekabel tumah. Rabbi Kiva doesn't need that. Rabbi Kiva holds, as long as it's used by him, it's miyuchet to be used in that way, that's enough. Now, what's interesting is that our Mishnah is saying this seemingly by Kli Cheres. The Rambam brings this din by Kli Cheres. The Pella is that Achrayim, you look in the Mishnah's Taharis, brings a Tosefta in the second Perek that holds that this din Mishpach Kli Eitz is also Mekabel Tumah, this type of case, Bisho Reichlin. The Rambam seemingly doesn't go that way. The Mefarshim on the Tosefta, Chasdei David, understands that the Rambam is hearing from the Mishnah, not like the Tosefta. And the Chilik would be, the Chaznish is Masbe, the Chilik between the two, the Kli Cheres, it's enough that it's used with a Toich. Be'etzim it's not made Likabolo. All you need by Kli Cheres is that it functions as having a base kibble. This is what the Chaznish says, and L'chor, he's coming to explain this in the Shitzer Rambam's Gantz Meduik. The problem is that it's a Pella. Because we had a din earlier in the Perek, Siloinois, which is something that can be used. It's a pipe that has a U, but it doesn't have a bottom. So nothing can hold on to it. It doesn't have a base kibble. Even though theoretically some oil or some other liquid could be held in the bottom of the U, and it could be functioning as a base kibble. But it's not designed as such. It's not enough that it can be used as a base kibble. It has to actually have a base kibble. So this is a tzorchin. You have to know the pshat.